Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Morning Breakfast Learning Center. So glad that everyone is here and excited about Learning Center and continuing in our topic on squad goals. So let's go ahead and get started as we hand the call over to our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr.
How are you doing? How y'all doing?
Great, sir. How are you?
All right.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm over here driving. You know, but I'm being safe now. I got both hands on the wheel.
Excellent.
But I sure driving crazy. But look, y'all, this is our learning center, and I want everybody to get comfortable right where you are. What I do want to offer is this is the night, okay? This is the only night that we have where we offer, you know, or we suggest, we encourage, we promote the fact that if you have an opinion in the form of a question or something like that, please don't hesitate to press star 5 and, you know, let us know. Maybe it's something that pertains to you that we went over this week. You know, it don't have to be super spiritual. But this is the night where we kind of relax, let your hair down, the little hair that me and you have. I don't know if you're growing your throat back, but, you know. Hey.
Oh, I got my shag.
You got your shag? Hit the back.
I got my shag.
I got it. So we just relax tonight, and, you know, we just have a good time. All right? So before we get started, y'all, do know the topic this week has been squad goals. We're talking about togetherness, oneness, unity, and things like that, all right? So, Mr. DJ, if you don't mind, open us up with prayer, and we'll get started.
Everybody, except for Mr. Carr, bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight on humble knees, open up our hearts and our minds. We pray that we get together in your name to lift you up, and that something said touches us, something inspires us. We pray that someone somewhere could change their ways, and that change could affect someone else to bring them closer to you. Bring us together on one accord and let us part ways on the same mind frame so that we can go out and tell the world all about you and give you all the credit. In Jesus' name we ask these prayers. Amen.
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 All right. So, Mr. DJ, you know, this has been a good week. You can go ahead and mute yourself. Yeah. This has been an excellent week, all right? We talked about a lot of the squad goals and, you know, that's the new thing. We talked about squad, team, unity, together, oneness, just all the same thing. You know, a lot of times I see these things that say relationship goals, and it's always something hot, which it should be, okay? Within this time frame that this week, what have you learned? What has opened your eyes as it pertains to squad goals?
Well, it sounds so simple, but it's so powerful. Birds of a feather flock together. And then I'm going to follow back on that and say nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You can't go and be around or choose a squad and you're one way and they're another way. One or two things are going to happen. Either they're going to influence you or you just may influence them. Most of the time, the majority will rule. If you're strong and rooted, that's fine, but that's dangerous. I don't care if you Baptist certified, an ocean skipper preacher. You don't catch preachers going around certain areas for a reason. I'm not saying you should avoid everybody who's not like you, but you do have to watch what you do, what you say, and your surroundings. That is very, 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 very dangerous. We all can fall short at any time. With that being said, you need to be a good judge of character. You need to be a good judge of the squad that you choose to be around.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And that's one thing that, you know, we definitely must take into account. I need everybody to hear this. You're talking about squad goals. The people, and you hear it all the time, all right? You have to take into account what you're around because one or two things are going to happen. Either you will affect them or they will affect you.
That's right.
Okay? You can't beat that.
the squad that you, the people that you, the team that you, whatever you're around, either it will affect you or you will affect it. This is why the Bible says to be in the world, but not of the world. Let's say that together.
In,
all
right.
In the but world. Not of the world.
But not of the world.
But of the world. Okay? Because what we say all the time, when we get super spiritual and we ready to go to war, we say we're a part of God's army, don't we?
That's right.
All right. That means there's going to be some battling going on. There's going to be some battling going on within the squads, meaning the squad that you represent is going to battle another squad. Okay? If the squad that you represent is the squad of the world, you will battle the squad of God eventually. This is where the split and situation comes into play. Okay? Now, I have a quick question. This is not the email questions yet from Mr. DJ, but I have a quick question for us all. And DJ, you can chime in and answer. Okay? My thing is this. I want to get deep down and juicy for a second. Okay? Is it possible that we be fully sold out and committed to the squad of God, yet we have, I'm going to take it deep, we have mommy and daddy that we dearly love, and we know they're not doing the things of God? Are we really a part of God's squad when we condone their behaviors? Let me ask that question again. I hope I ain't lose some people, because I know that's mom and dad, and we get emotional. We start using our flesh realm. We don't go into the spirit realm. Let me ask this question again. Your squad, your family, your mom and dad, the blood is thicker than water. You know how we get beside ourselves, so we start talking like that? All right, good. All right. Blood is thicker than water. You know your mom not right. You know your dad is not right. You know your sister and your brother ain't right. What is it? You're a part of God's squad? Is it possible that you can still be on Team God if you see them doing wrong and never suggest or even correct or even go to them in love and restore? Talk to me. Start firing me. Somebody.
I'm going to start off with saying no, Mr. Carr.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that you know right from wrong.
Hold on. I don't want you to give me that politically correct answer, DJ. We relaxing. We chilling. Tell me the truth. Talk to me.
I'm going to say no, and I'm going to say you started off using the word condone, meaning that you knew it was wrong. That's just like a mother who knows her child robbed that bank or shot someone or did something wrong. Yes, it is possible to love that child from a distance, but you know that child is wrong, and you're not going to sit there and condone that child and harbor that child. This is where with your parents. Everybody's parents ain't right. We use that word parents, and yes, that's where you come from, your seeds and your roots, but some people can't stand their parents. Everybody, just because you a mama or daddy doesn't make you, you know, your child's hero. Some folks just can't get along. Some people wish they could get away from their folks, and some people, parents left them. So, no, I don't think that means that you still a part of God's squad when you condoning them, but you know they not right. You know that parent who's sleeping with somebody who they shouldn't supposed to, or doing something wrong, or something illegal, or something that goes against the grain of God, no, you can't put God before anyone. You can't do that.
You can't put them before God, that's right. So, all right. Anybody we have in the Star 5 with Ms. Kim?
Not at this time, sir.
All right. That's some question be too deep, Mr. DJ. So, Mr. DJ, me and you going to talk tonight.
I think they watching that debate or something. That's what they're doing. They're interested in what Trump's going to say.
That's okay. Look, we're going to still do our thing. So,
there we go.
To answer that question, it is impossible to still be on squad. Or shall I say Team God? It's impossible, y'all.
That's right.
Because you got to understand, see, our way of doing things is not God's way of doing things. And when we talk about squad goals, the Bible says the goal of this squad, y'all hear me? Listen to me now. The goal of the squad that you're on with God, okay, He said he did not come to condemn, but he came to give everlasting life. So if we are to be on that squad, we didn't come to condemn. We came to give everlasting life as well. We came to serve. How do you serve someone if there's no need? Okay? A part of your squad goal when you're on Team God is that you serve. See, the problem, a big part of the problem is we always want to be served. This is why we always, this is how you always hear things like, you know, what people can do for me. If they're not doing anything for me, you know, this, yada, yada, yada. It's never what you can do for them. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Make sense, y'all? Okay. So he didn't come to condemn, but he came to give everlasting life. This is very important when it comes to squad goals, okay, and being on the side of God. So even if we have disruptive parents, even if we have disruptive relatives, sisters and brothers, you got to understand that was one day us too. That used to be us as well. And how did God restore you? Remember he said, those who he loved, he chastised.
Right.
Now, chastisement and correction don't feel good. It don't feel
right.
Good, Mr. DJ. But
no,
I don't know about y'all. Huh?
I said, and no, it does not. And Mr. Carr, too, I know someone whose parent was not into church or God or any of that, but the child had enough sense to come and submit to God anyway. And you know,
anyway.
That ain't nothing but God. It, in spite of the parents saying that they're not going to take them to church, don't go down there fooling with them people, they're not talking right, they're not living right, but the child, it was something inside of the child called God's grace that wanted that child to know for himself. And even when it rained, he walked just to go down there and get right. So that's why I said, just because that person has that title, parent, doesn't mean that it's for the better good. You know, parent means that you are responsible for producing. That's about it right there. And then
okay. It's
supposed to mean you're going to take care, raise, and do those things that you're supposed to do. But, you know, it's almost like losing the word father and daddy. There's a big difference between them two.
Right. Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. Good deal, Mr. DJ. Do we have any Star 5 callers? That's my prayer. One day that boy will be bold enough to start chiming in. Lord, I promise it's my prayer. Because y'all think it's, I'm not busting anything like that. But communication is key. Okay? I promise, communication is key. Mr. DJ, if somebody, you talking to somebody and they don't give you a head nod or okay or yes or no, something's going on.
You're right.
Yeah, it's almost like you're talking in vain. I know a lot of people are going to say, well, I know it's just reaching, but, okay, communication is key. If you keep your mouth closed with God, then what?
Exactly.
You see? So we're going to move on. Let's get to some of them email questions right quick, Mr. DJ. We're talking about squad goals.
Okay.
Squad goals. All right, here go the first one I had for you. Mr. DJ, let me get to it right quick. All right. It says, my squad and I have been close for many years, but since they're all married and I'm not, they've been excluding me in a lot of activities. Should I remain or should I depart?
You should remain but maintain. You got to realize they're at a different point in their life. When you marry, you put away single things. You got to. You can't do some of the same stuff that you did when you were single. And the reason why
right.
you can't understand that is because you ain't there. I mean, just think about it. You can't blame them. It's not so much that they've pulled away from you and don't think you got to go out there and get married. If you're enjoying what you do, then yes, pull away. Pull away and find you some other single friend. But if you're that tight, if your bond is that tight, then you should be able to still do things at a distance. It's just certain things you won't be able to do. Again,
now,
because they're family.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just said a mouthful, okay? when we talk about squad goals, you just said a mouthful. You said, don't you go out and get married just because they met.
That's right.
That's a mouthful. Don't you know the common misconcept as a team? Well, my mama got married early. My father got married early. Everybody in my church married. All my friends married. So as a squad member, I got to get married.
Lord.
Come on. Now, I know somebody's going to challenge that, right? Talk to me about it. Start fighting right quick. Challenge that, because I know somebody really, analogy is that I always thought that that was fine. That's the norm. You know, that's the norm. That's my squad. My father told me that, you know, you got to get married and this, that. And my mama told me you got to get married, you know, keep the legacy going. In other words, keep the tradition going. Has that been the case?
Mr. Carr, it has. That's one of those. It's one of those things of those expectations that others have, and when you're caught up in that part of that squad, then it's now I'm not meeting expectations of them. If I don't follow suit and make sure I'm married by what? Oh, 25? Yeah, I got to be married and down the aisle and already have a what they call a bun in the oven. Because of what everybody else expects, and I got to follow suit. Yes.
But is that a good squad goal, though, Miss Tiana?
It's not knowing now, no. But at some point, was like, oh, I got to get on it.
Right. Now, hold on. Watch this. Squad goals. Is marriage your goal? Is marriage our goal? I'm talking about to our listeners. Is marriage the goal? Well, see, I'm going to tell you, boy, Lucille, I love this. I love the real talk, Mr. DJ. Because, see, I promise you, never fail 100% of the time. I get off the phone, and then, oh, yeah, I heard what you said.
Yeah.
But why are you saying it then? Say it now. Now, I know
they're
going to
hear
something.
Yeah,
they're going to stop asking me. They ain't going to call me no more. I ain't your friend no more. Over the guy. But you know what? I like that, Tiana, because be authentic, be real. Because, see, if you go to the doctor, cough when you're at the doctor. Don't cough when you get back home.
There you go.
The doctor can't diagnose. And I'm not a doctor. But I don't know who it is. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So the real reality is, the harsh reality is, how many people, Ms. Tiana, you coming from a woman's perspective, Mr. DJ, we going to let her in tonight. It's typically men only, but she fits the bill, she good. You know, so, I'm just messing because I know some people come out me and out. Man, let me get out of line. But listen, Ms. Tiana, this is the thing. And be, you know, shoot from the hip. Tell us the truth. You know, from a woman's perspective, how many women's goal is marriage? Even because that's the, you know, hey, mama did it, squad did it, sister married. What about me? Come on, talk to me, Ms. Tiana. What's the percentage?
Yo, I would say, truthfully, 9 out of 10. So
9 out of 10.
For sure.
DJ, that's 90%.
It often is. It's just like going to college. Some of them say you go up there and get you a husband and come back. You know,
tell
some of them send you off with that goal. And also, Mr. Carr, there are other expectations just as well, like preachers. Your granddaddy
on,
was a preacher. Your daddy was a preacher. What you going to do? You know, and just because that was their calling and destiny don't mean that's for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here go another email question.
Before you go, Mr. Carr, on the next question, we have someone who actually, I think, wants to hit on the question you just asked.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good evening, caller.
Hi, good evening. I just wanted to respond to the question and say that marriage had been my goal for a very long time. And I began to think that something was wrong with me because I was given the impression that, you know, by a certain age you had to be married, and having always been told that there's somebody for everybody. So, you know, the Bible tells us that he who finds a wife, but I kind of had it twisted because it was almost as if it was like she who finds a husband. So this was something that went on for a very long time, but I just thank God for, you know, deliverance in that area, because I'm actually in a place of contentment. You know, Paul tells us to be content. So I just wanted to share that, that I agree with Miss Tiana, you know, about the 90%, because there's still so many people out there that conform to that way of living, and this is what they think. So.
Okay. Good thing. Squire goals, and typically that's been bred into us for a branding style minds from day one. You know? So thank you so much for that. All right, let's get to another email question. Mr. DJ, this is for you. I have a friend in the group that's always negative. I want to be done with her, but I believe God wants her with us. How should I handle it? Let me read that again. I have a friend in a group that's always negative. I want to be done with her, but I believe that God wants her with us. How should I handle it?
If you feel that God wants her with you all, then you must be obedient to God first. You need to really pray about it and move in the spirit of what you think he's trying to tell you to do. That means don't make any haste decisions. You try, and you definitely do his will, but you need to try to work with that person about their negativity. At the same time, if this person is always negative, if they're negative and it's not to your liking, then you definitely need to listen to God. I mean, listen to God always. But if they're negative to a point where it is affecting your spirituality and their negativity goes against the principles of God, then you better pray hard. You better pray real, real hard. And you might want to still work with that person with a long-handled spoon. Keep your distance. You know, but you can still talk to that person, you know, and gradually they may need a little more spiritual milk. They might need to go all the way back. You know, they might need to go past the spiritual milk and get back on something else. And then grow spiritual milk. You know?
I guess. Good deal. Y'all remember the scripture that we talked about on Wednesday? Y'all remember Ephesians? We talked about Ephesians 4, 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a big old emphasis on verse 3. I'm looking at it right now. It says, be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
I have a friend in my group that's always negative. I want to be done with her, but I believe God wants her with us. How should I handle it? She said, I want to be done with her. Break these things down, y'all. Listen. You versus what God wants are two totally different things.
That's right.
In verse 3, it says to preserve. To preserve something, that means you must defend it at all costs.
Yeah.
It says to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. In other words, there's going to be a lot of people in this world that you may not like, that may not like you. But when you are on King Jesus, when you are on Squad Jesus, when you one in one with God, and you have a goal in mind, and that's to remember that Jesus came to give life. If you came to give life because you're on that team, hold on, let me say this again. You know how people say, I want a blessing? See, I question it a lot of times when you want a blessing, because if you want a blessing from man, what team are you on? Because the Bible says that God came to give and be a blessing. That means you may be one of the ones that need to be saved, won over. Because if you're on God's team, he equips his team, makes his team members with power. Y'all got to hear me now.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? Every fire department, everybody's on the fire department, don't they have a truck with a fire holes and all that stuff? They equip with what they need to succeed, right?
That's right.
Didn't the Bible say those who hunger and thirst, he gives, he supplies? Huh? So when we preserve the word of God, no matter what you face, that negative person, it don't matter what you want to be done with, See, you can't put yourself above the team. Remember that.
That's right.
Because if you put yourself above the team, you will be solo. Outside of the team.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
Who said it best? Joe Brown? Remember Lean On Me? He said, yeah, they're talking about me, but where they saying it from?
In the parking lot.
Outside the building. Ain't that something? Squad goals. You're going to face a lot of negative people. But the objective is not how you view them, it's how God views them. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
The goal is not what you want them to do, because you might want somebody that you hate to go to hell. But I thought you was a part of a squad, and a squad is bigger than an individual.
That's right.
So when you're part of a squad, you put your personal differences, just like when you're on your job, to the side. Squad goals. Y'all following?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I had this one, this email question here. Come in. What's this email question? I'm trying to get to it. This is a real good question. So here we go. That's my little bell. That's mail coming in. That's email. You know, I'm getting up in this technology. But anyways, look. And this was a real question, a text question. It said, you mentioned that our friends should be equally yoked. But what do you do when the majority of your church friends are still into worldly things? Come on, Miss Tiana. You mentioned that our friends should be equally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it that you do when the majority of your church friends are still into worldly things?
Step back and ask yourself, are they really your friends? In that instance, these are your church friends. And if they're going to church, then they should be feeding off of the same word. And if they're feeding off of the same word, then you can correct them just as God's word tell you to do. That you can use his word for correction and for rebuke. Right? So you need to challenge them. Put them in their place. Let them know that they're not living up to God's word. That's what you can do by showing them love, if this is your squad. But at the same token, if they're still doing the worldly things that you know are not for them to do, you also have that choice. Take it to God. You can pray on it. But you have that choice to say, you know what, I got to step back and love you from a distance, because we're not walking in the same walk. We are not walking, at least not in this time. But on the other side, you can lift them up. You can be the one who, if you're all heading in the same direction, you can be the one to give them that additional insight to show them where they are going the wrong way and lead them the right
way. Okay. Mr. DJ, you the friend
that's
in the world. You the friend that's in the world, heathen as you want to be. Did that help you out with her, you know, saying, you know, hey, you know, whatever.
Be honest with you, I have a different opinion.
Ooh. Hold on. Where my bell at? Where my bell? Get it on, Rob. What you got, Mr. DJ?
I'm saying this. If the majority of the churches in the world, that's not the church for you. That's not what needs to be. You need to remove yourself. If the majority of the church is in the world, something that they are hearing from the world preacher or whomever is leading that flock the wrong way. And if you know Christ and you're listening to Christ and you're trying to go to his face and his voice, then you need to let them continue going to the wrong way and disrespectfully find the other spiritual flock that's going the correct way. I would honestly, they could be friends, like she said, and I did agree with that. I would be friends from a distance, but if we're in church, if we're in the same spiritual realm to where we go and dwell and worship God, and time we leave out of church, half the church is at the bar, and the other half is cussing and carrying on, and they done changed clothes and wearing stuff that just shouldn't even become. You know, I didn't know. I don't need to fellowship, continuously fellowship, because I'm not being spiritually fed there no way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep, yes. You as a donkey, you can't hang around horses. Okay? as a donkey, you still a donkey. You cannot hang around horses and expect to be a Clydesdale. If you're a buzzard, if you're an eagle, you know you're a pure eagle, and you know you spread those wings and fly. You ain't going to get nowhere hanging around a buzzard's nest, because the buzzards do nothing that the eagles do. So, I mean, that's just not.
You can't be an eagle and a hummingbird. You got to be one of them.
Nah,
all right.
Not going to happen.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's strong. All right. So to answer the question, you just heard it from both sides. Okay? So you mentioned that, you know, our friends should be equally yoked. But what do you do when the majority of your church friends are still into worldly things? Well, see, what you have to do is you have to remain in God because you have a squad goal. Okay? Look for guidance. And I know that God will give you guidance. Okay? One thing I agree with what Mr. DJ just said. Man, you got to start to see, a lot of times, even in the natural, squad goals, we looking at, you know, even, and I bring this up, and, you know, just hear me out. We look at the police officers. I look at the police officers. I look at police officer chiefs. Because you got to understand, just like you go to Sam's, and they cut those things up and feed it, you know, give it to people for free samples. If they, their boss didn't let them do that, they would get fired. So when we see police doing this on the squad, that means they boss condoning. So to answer your question, when you see your leader allowing things to happen like that, because if you can notice it, a spiritual leader should be able to notice unless they're not leading from the front.
Yeah.
Now, they're still letting that go on without checking it. Now, something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Something ain't right. Y'all, it be some moving in the spirit. We seeing some furniture in the spirit because a lot of times correction people don't like. That's fair. But when it comes to squad goals, you got to get dirt out the way right now, meaning sin out the way, because if you don't get sin out the way, Miss Tim, shoes, they're going to make a cluster. It's going to mess some stuff up. Y'all understand? So if they're still doing worldly things, you got to kind of challenge them.
That's right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You got to challenge them in such a way. I'm going to tell y'all this, and we're about to get off the phone in a minute, because I too seen some, you know, because, come on, anybody on this phone who I didn't call before and say, hey, what you just posted on Facebook wasn't right? Anybody on this phone?
Yes.
I didn't call you out before, Miss Tim?
Years ago, but yes.
Yeah. A couple of people, yeah. But that's all out of love, because I don't come at nobody hard. And my thing is, hold one another accountable. Hold me accountable, too.
Exactly.
Don't hold me accountable to your standard. Hold me accountable to the standard that we're on the same team, to the head, the squad leader standard. Yeah? So I've seen it all. You know, I've seen one of my Christian friends, and I saw this. I'm serious, recently. I'm like, man, come on, we got to be better than that. This is what I saw. I saw that, you know, my friend is a great woman because she allowed her kids to go out with her credit card and say, do whatever you want to. That made her better because she gave them the credit card. I'm like, come on, no. Don't tell me that being financially strapped makes you a good man. Come on now. So you mean to tell me being financially stable makes you a good person? See, that's why I say there's a difference between good and God. You can be good and go straight to hell.
Amen.
Because good is a relative term based on your perception.
Hey,
righteous is not. See, righteous. See, good correlates with to self-righteous. That's why the Bible says, be careful about self-righteous people. Mm-hmm. Squad goes, y'all. And I'm shaking my head like, come on, squad. We're on the same squad. We better than that. Do not equate good just to the fact that somebody gave somebody a credit card and let them go haywire.
Mm.
Show me where they sit down and pray with them all the time. But see, listen to what I'm saying, though. You're sending out the wrong message because the Bible says, let your good not be evil spoken of. You're sending off the wrong message. Now you're going to have people aiming to make money and be called good as opposed to serving others and be called in God. Because somebody was smarter say that is serving somebody. But shoot, I know a lot of people that give people money. Don't pimp do it all the time?
That's right.
Don't that make them good? Squad goes, though. Okay, one more question, Mr. DJ, before we get off the mic.
All right,
Tiana, are you ready for this next round?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. A few friends and I have been working toward taking a trip to Mexico. I recently joined the church, and my church friends have been talking to me about not going to Mexico because of the temptation there. Would it be wrong of me to desert my friends after all we agreed to? Talk to me, Mr. DJ. I'm going to let Mr. DJ go first.
I would say yes, because temptation is everywhere. If those are truly your friends, for one, there's not a valid reason to not go to Mexico. The same God that's in Mexico is the same God that's in the United States. It's the same one. It's not that he speak any Espanol. Or, you know, I'm just saying, the same word. It's the same understanding and same word that's, you know, in Mexico. You don't need a passport to get it. It's the same one. So, I mean, if those are your friends and you guys have discussed this, and as long as they're not doing anything uncomfortable or counterproductive to your spirituality, you know, then I say, yeah, go ahead and go to Mexico and have a good time. You see them folk when you get back. You see them church people next Sunday. I guarantee you, if they really have a problem with it, send your thighs home. Tell me why. Send your thighs home and keep going.
All right, now, hold on. Miss Tiana, your turn. What you got?
I agree. Calling out that once you know what you're going to be up against, like, what are they planning to do there? We talk about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But if you go to Vegas, you can go to Vegas. You can go to Vegas and go see shows. You can go to the museums. You can go out and check out the nature. It's beautiful out in Vegas. You don't have to do what everyone thinks happens in Vegas. But you got to know what are the plans, what are the intentions. It's like a bridal shower. What's the bridal shower? Is it strippers? Or is it we're just having tea? You got to know who you're going with. You have to know the environment you're going to be around and make those choices based off of that. That's it.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. I like that. I would have to agree with both of you. One thing that I will say when it comes to squad goals, a lot of people get it messed up. And this is a form of witchcraft, so hear me and hear me clearly. Domineering, being a dominant person, individual, control freak, you have to answer me, I need to know everything type deal. That's a form of witchcraft if you did not know that. Open your Bibles and read. This is something that me personally, I do have a problem with because some people cannot move without the knowledge or the approval of their pastor. Mm. Oh, okay, y'all getting quiet? Some people can move. They can't even get married. They can't go here. They can't go there. I done heard somebody tell me they couldn't buy a house. You serious? Now, does your pastor, come on, y'all, because we got to go here. Does your pastor have to have your approval?
Okay.
Because even as it pertains to squad goals, God gave children and parents both roles and rules. And he also said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Right?
Yeah.
That's right. With this question, I've been talking to my church about it. Why? What's your church got to do about your vacation? You are responsible. You are responsible. See, that's a part of control. Because my thing is, if God don't control you, God didn't tell you to go to Denver, you went because you wanted to go. God didn't tell you to go to New York, you went because you wanted to go. He didn't tell you to go to Antigua Bay, you went because you wanted to go. But God also trusts you. Now what? That's right. So you done put, you done made somebody your God. Now, hold on. Guess who got in trouble for making somebody their God when it came to SWAT goals? Because that was angels that Satan took with him, now known as demons. So they put Lucifer above God. And guess what they're known as now? Hmm? Six-letter word, D-E-M-O-N-S, demons. Mm-hmm. So who your daddy again?
Sure.
I think you can sit with the wrong person. And for anybody who challenges that, something is wrong, because that's a form of witchcraft. And I don't have those type of arguments with people. Believe what you may. But God don't control you. How man on this earth will? Woman. How? So the first part of that question is you let them know that had nothing to do with them. You going to Mexico, you can go to Mexico and have a good time. You got to understand where people lack understanding, people become ignorant. Ignorant is not a bad word, but it's just one that says I lack knowledge thereof.
That's right.
So they're ignorant to the fact. You know how many white people, white friends, have now got a better understanding of Black Lives Matter? Now they're fighting for us. You know why? Because at first they didn't understand.
That's right.
Well, they're fighting now. You better turn on the news. They're fighting for you now.
Yep.
Same way. If they don't understand Mexico and all they know is just partying and stuff like this, you know how many people old school thought that the internet was the devil's work? But they own it now. Well, you lack understanding, the Bible says, and all you're getting understanding. You're part of a squad, Team Jesus. If you know your responsibilities, you don't have to get approval by pastor. I know that rubbed somebody wrong, huh? Huh? It should. You mean to tell me your pastor gonna tell you what God can't tell you? That's what you're telling me? I thought you said you had a direct relationship with God.
Mm.
So enforce it. Enforce it.
Mm.
Ain't that something? See how witchcraft works in the church and we don't even realize it? Huh? If you know you're not going, it's all about your intention. If you're not going, you could be going by yourself. Don't even worry about your friends. If you was going to Mexico by yourself to go get you some puff-puff pads and, you know, all that other stuff, that purple stuff, you know not to go. So don't include your friends in the process of making the demoralizing the trip. Because it's not the people that you go with. It's how you conduct yourself.
Amen.
It's how you conduct yourself. You understand? Me and DJ was supposed to go to CC's, but I told him, no, I can't do that because I knew what I was going to do.
Somebody talking about what she's, they about to go look it up. I'm just playing with y'all.
Oh, Lord.
There was some humor.
All right. So squad goes, make sure that your squad remains intact, but make sure that God is the team captain. Make sure he's the head of it. That's very important.
That's right.
All right.
All right, anybody want to add something real quick? Star Fivers right quick? Anybody? Okay, nothing to be added. Anybody want to chime in on the last question real quick? Everybody good? All right. Mr. DJ, you want to go? I'm sorry, Ms. Tiana. Close out in prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the word that's gone forth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to continue to learn. There's so many ways, Heavenly Father, to receive your word. And maybe receive it with open hearts and open minds every time the opportunity presents itself. May we know your word, Heavenly Father. May we know it to know what to do, what not to do. But most importantly, Heavenly Father, know it so that we are fulfilling on our squad goals with you. May we continue to love one another as you loved us, as you love us. May we continue to show that love to everyone who we come in contact with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. And Wednesday we have Bible study. We'll see y'all there.
All right. Good night.